The World Health Organization has declared the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo is a public health emergency of international concern. It also warns that the possibility of the disease spreading across the region remains very high. Tamba Dumbisa is with Oxfam in the DRC and joins me now. Thank you so much for your time. What does this announcement mean?
The public health emergency of international concern that was declared because of the ongoing Ebola crisis in DRC estimate that there is a possible increase nationally as well as regionally. And we think this should be used as an opportunity to strengthen the public health response and to respond to broader humanitarian needs, while at the same time protecting the livelihoods and economic activities of communities affected by the outbreak. It's critical for us to note that the emergency committee also called on all countries not to close their borders or place any restriction on travel and trade. This is particularly crucial as communities located in main corridors of the outbreak from Goma to Mangina are heavily dependent on commercial activities, which would be heavily distorted if borders are closed and trade travel is interrupted. This would have a negative backlash on the response teams and would potentially increase people's mistrust in the response. So we strongly believe this declaration is a huge step forward that has been taken by the WHO and should be able to attract the appropriate attention in helping us bring an end to this outbreak by breaking the chain of transmission.
How many people are infected and how many have died so far in this outbreak?
As at July 15th, we have 2,512 number of people that have been infected by this outbreak, of which you have 2,418 confirmed cases, 94 probable cases, and 1,675 deaths, resulted into 67% of lethality on account of this epidemic.
The last big outbreak was 5 years ago, and then a vaccine was developed. Are enough people getting that vaccination? What are the challenges in containing Ebola?
One of the major challenges that we have is the high level of mistrust that is seated within communities with respect to the Ebola outbreak. For obvious reasons, we are talking about a context where people have believing in protracted vulnerabilities on account of conflict and protracted displacement, and where people have a deep-seated mistrust in their institutions because they failed to protect people from attacks, and now come Ebola that is also taking the lives of loved ones. And all these factors have culminated into this deep-seated mistrust that is within communities. And this has been manifested in terms of attacks that are being carried out against response teams. And in as much as we are seeing uptake in vaccination by communities, but the level of distrust only further increases with the number of people that are really not happy with the response and are really venting this out through violent attacks against response teams.
How can you overcome this mistrust and get community acceptance?
It's quite critical that much emphasis and much focus be placed on community engagement. And Oxfam, along with other actors in the NGO community, we have been at the forefront, really trying to make sure that we carry out rigorous advocacy effort, ensuring that the community engagement component of this response is at equal footing as a medical component of the response, so that we engage with the communities at all levels, from traditional leaders to traditional healers, all local authorities in local structures, ensuring that community representatives through different groups like women group, men group are all involved in appropriating the messages that are required to be translated into practical action and that we translate into preventive actions that will reduce the spread of the outbreak. So we need to make sure that much emphasis is placed on community engagement, putting the community at the center of this response for community appropriation and translation of this into practical action that will break the chain of transmission.
And what else is needed to contain this epidemic and prevent more deaths?
It's critical that with this declaration, the international community should now pay more attention to this outbreak, given the risk that it comes with if we do not have the international community focus on this response by ensuring that we have adequate funding that should be directed towards this response, that will enable us as humanitarian actors to do the best we could at all levels. Then the risk of these outbreaks going across border to neighboring countries is very high, and this could have further impact on global affairs, given the connectivity that exists today. So everything needs to be done in ensuring that the attention of the international community get focused on this outbreak, availing funds as much as possible to enable humanitarian actors to work, at the same time working with all key stakeholders in ensuring that this outbreak is brought under control.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tamba Dambisa is with Oxfam in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and this is RN Drive.